We just had to run to Guitar Center to get a new mic cord.
Check it out. It's red.
We got red. The red cord. The red and blue cords. Red versus blue Halo edition.
Halo edition. Did you ever get in a Halo?
No.
No, that's like a millennial game.
It's almost like a little before my time, actually.
Yeah, dude. I remember when my older brother got his Xbox, like regular Xbox for Christmas. And that's like all he played was Halo. I played NCAA because it was like a demo that came with it.
Oh, that's sick.
I didn't know how to fucking play a football game.
You're like, yeah, ow, shit. Fucking damn it. There, I guess I'm not sitting back that far.
Guess no relaxing for you.
No relaxing. Dude, I had something kind of crazy happen this week.
What happened, dude?
You're not going to believe it, but.
It sounds like it's going to be more exciting than my news this week.
So I have a friend who's producing for someone super famous.
Oh, yeah?
And
listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.
They sent a version. They sent like five or six different versions of this song to my friend. And my friend sent it to me because this person was told that I have really good taste and they wanted my opinion. Guess who this person is?
I don't know. That is a weird setup.
Basically,
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller's dead.
Oh, yeah. No. Rest in peace.
Method Man.
I love Method Man.
I'll show you after. I have seven unreleased Method Man songs.
Dude.
And he wanted me to help curate one of his songs, dude.
Are you serious?
Yep. Dead serious.
He's my favorite member of Wu-Tang.
There's seven different versions of this song. And it's the same song, but with different beats.
Okay.
And,
listen to the full episode on like, patreon.com/theheads.
Isn't that nuts?
Method Man?
Fucking Method Man.
I came to bring the pain, hardcore to the brain.
Dude, the fucking verses are in fucking sane.
His flow is fucking awesome.
Dude. Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
That's why I did that.
It's probably one of the coolest things that's like ever happened to me. Usually when stuff like this happens to me, you know, like, oh, like meeting fucking Post Malone and doing all that shit, like, or what, it's like months and of like trying and failing of like, you know, like I remember like on Instagram, I had this Instagram account and it was like pretty big. And it was for my music when the slumps broke up. It was called Spirit Breakdown. It's still up. I had like, I don't know. I think I had like 3,000 followers or something.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
It was before I started the one I have now, which is like, which got big off of making clothes. Remember when I was making clothes?
Oh yeah. You don't say hi anymore.
When I was making clothes and doing all that stuff. But like I would spam like fucking people all the time.
Listen
on that account. Like trying to like get in with
Patreon
people. And
it was like,
oh yeah, you're the guy who did that. You know? So like, this was literally just like, hey, listen to this. Which one's your favorite?
How did you just like sent it to him?
It was through Bluff.
Damn.
So Bluff God is making instrumentals for them.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And he's like, send me which one do you think is the best? Method Man wants to know.
Cause I feel like the younger generation doesn't respect Wu-Tang Clan.
Dude,
I feel
like Avery didn't even know who Method Man was.
What?
Yeah. I was like, dude, this is so crazy. And I told her the story and she's like, who's that? And then I showed her a picture and she's like, I don't know who that is. I was like, what?
You've heard Method Man and Red Man ever? They're like Black Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah. So
damn, dude, maybe they just, the kids don't know. They don't know about Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's like one of the craziest things that's ever happened.
Dude, you got to get in with them.
Well, yeah, we're trying to get them. We're probably going to try to get them for like Hypersigil 2 or 3.
Rules, man. Well, shit. Yeah, I can't top that. My news just sucks. My car broke again.
Oh, that's your news?
Dude, the fucking...
just complete opposites. My car's broken.
Yeah, fucking gay, dude. I can't get a break
crazy.
With it. You know what else happened? My fridge broke.
What?
Yeah, dude, I came home and
how
I'm
did
like,
your fridge break?
I don't know, dude. I guess it's just like fucking the compressor or whatever.
So it was just hot?
It's, dude, I opened up the freezer and it was just a puddle of ice. I'm like, hold up. Fuck, dude. And we have a bunch of shit. We had to move it everywhere.
Oh my God, that sucks. That's such a, you know what's funny, dude? Like, you know when certain things happen and you're like, oh, that's such a so-and-so thing.
Fucking adult gay thing.
Like your fridge breaking is such a rain issue. Like that's such a rain problem. Like, I don't know, like me crashing my car was like,
listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.